This is the recording for Tuesday and Wednesday, first and second day Sukkos. And we're on page 248. We're doing a new siman. I'm going to try and finish the siman in this shir. Siman Shin Lamed Gimel. Shiloh Lefanois, Oitza B'Shas. You're not allowed to clear out a storeroom on Shabbos. Page 248. Siman Shin Lamed Gimel. Seif Aleph. Oitza Shel Tvua. If you have a storeroom of grain, or Shel Kadi Yain, or of jugs of wine, even though you're allowed to take from that stuff on Shabbos, take what you need. Also, laschil by lefanoisoi ela ledvar mitzvah. You're only allowed to begin clearing it out when it's meaning to start taking for the first time when you're doing it for the sake of a mitzvah. Kagoin chipino lakachnasas ochem, like you're trying to clear out the room to make space to host guests. Oile gboya by beis mesh, or there should be more room for people to sit and learn. And now we move on to page Kuf Ayin Hey, and it asks the Kate Sad Mefaneu, how do you do it? How do you clear it out? Im Haya Ha'itza Godol, if it's a large storeroom, Mefane Mimenu Chamesh Kupais, Shibachol Kupa Shloisha Sa'im, you can take out from it five boxes, each box containing three sa' amount of produce. Lehaya Bay Ela Chamesh Kupais, Mefane mehem arba kupos. If there only actually five boxes in the storeroom to start with, then you can only take out four of them. You can't leave the storeroom empty. Aval kuloi lo yefane shema yovei lashvois gumos. You can't leave it empty because you might come to flatten the floor after. As you see now, you've cleared out these boxes and you see the floor is uneven. In those days they had earthen floors. Then you might be tempted to smooth out the floor, which inside a building is a malacha of boina. So any drabbana that they waived for the case of a mitzvah, muta gam kein l'serach ochem, is also permitted for the sake of guests. What's called guests? That's when either you are hosting in your home, or you invited guests that were being hosted by others. But if you invite a friend over who's got what to eat in his own home, and you invite him over for some type of social gathering, or you invite another family over, that's not called a Sudas Mitzvah, that's just called a regular Sudas Hoshus, just kind of an optional social gathering, but not actually a Sudas Mitzvah. It's not considered hosting guests, it's not the Mitzvah of Hachnasas Ochim. Okay, we go back now to page 348. And the Mishnah Berurah of Cotton Aleph, Shemutter, Listapik Umenu, you have to take from a storeroom on Shabbos, Lamachloy, Lamachal Behemtai, for his own food or for his animals' food, Shein and Muksa, because such food is not Muksa, the Kaimelon, Kerebi Shimon, the Lathli Muksa, Elebegoik, Usisimukim, Shenech, Liabsham. The only case where we find food is Muksa is because we pass on like Shimon, so therefore it's only in cases such as drying figs or drying grapes, trying to make raisins, where you put them out to dry, mishum dedachinhu biyadayim v'lechazion ad sheyisyabshu, because you have actively pushed them away by putting them somewhere to dry, and they will not be roy to eat anymore until they're completely dried out. They're edible before they start drying, they're edible after they're dried, but in the in-between stage, they're not edible. So those are two reasons that Rabbi Shimon holds that those foods are muksa, but other foods will not be. As we learned earlier in Shenyud, but however, if you don't want to just take your own produce, you just want to start clearing out the storeroom, you're not allowed to do it for an optional thing, optional reason. It means to start to clear out your storeroom of this produce is not allowed if it's just an optional thing. Other than the mitzvah that we spoke about, like Hakras Zochim, V'atam Mishum Tircha or Mishum Uvn Nechol, the reason is given is either because it's unnecessary to, effort or because of weekday activity to start clearing out your storeroom. But if you're taking out, again, if you're taking from your stored produce to feed yourself or your animals, or you're trying to make space for guests, etc., and then it's all permitted, as we saw. So it's cotton base. Also, laschil, we said you're not allowed to start, again, clearing out your storeroom. Even if you take less than four or five boxes, but it seems that if you began clearing out storeroom from before Shabbos, even if it's just an optional thing that you're doing, you'd be allowed to start clearing out at least less than four or five boxes in that situation. So as long as it was started before Shabbos, and even now that you want to do it for an optional reason, not for a mitzvah, you'd be allowed to continue emptying out as long as it's less than four or five boxes. Tifkot and Gimel, Lefano Isay, to clear it out. Avon Mutter, La Seis, Shvilbo, Aglov, Lakan, Lakan. What you can do is use your feet to kick the produce or the jugs of wine this way and that to make a path into the storeroom. There, Chalichosev, you see, also as you're walking. As you're walking and kind of kicking, that's fine. To have the Verle Habi Bechlal Pinoy, that's not really considered clearing out. You're just making space by pushing things to the side. So we've called Dalal the Dvar Mitzvah. So we said you're only allowed to clear it out for the sake of a mitzvah. And even that is limited, as we saw. Vafilu be'inyan, even in a way, Shiyesh by Torech Yose, where it's even more Tircha to do it. You're going to be working hard. You're doing it for mitzvah. For going like Biyam, the Shalshalam, the Chalai Noif, you're Bekoisa, like you're lifting them up and putting them through the windows and the walls. You're pushing it through there to drop it out the window. Oilai Ridam, the Sulamois, the Taltalam, Migag Lagag, or you want to take it down in ladders, or you're taking it out so you have to take down ladders, or to take it from one roof to another, which is all extra Tircha, it's okay. Tifkot and Hay, Chamesh Kupois, we said that you can take four. If again it's a large storeroom, you're allowed to clear out five boxes. Veloy yoseh, but not more than that, mishum tircha, because unnecessary effort and trouble. Ukanal sifkon, as we saw earlier, sifkon vol shema yavoi. So we said though that you're not allowed to clear out all the, even if you have like say five boxes in the storeroom, you can't clear the only five boxes. You can't clear them all out because then you're going to be exposing the ground, and then there's a concern you're going to want to flatten the ground. Shema Yavri, Hainu, Shema Yire, Gumois Pekarkis, Aitza, Vyavri, Lashvoisim. You might see that there's little holes there, uneven area in the ground, and you might come to flatten it, Vafilu, with your foot, whatever. Vafilu, Ein Sham, Elashosha, Abba Kupois, Osa, and that's even true if it's just three or four boxes in the storeroom on the ground. You can't clear them out because now you're going to again be exposing the ground. So it's Kotten Zion. We had a general rule that the Ramah said, which is any Drabonon that they waived for the sake of a mitzvah, it's Mutter for the sake of guests as well. Holshvus, Ayin, Simon Shin Zion, so hey, look over there, earlier in Shin Zion. Sifkot and Ches is the Surah Ochem for guests is considered to be as well permitted in such a case. The Balabayif and Mazamnan Oysa Mitzvah, because the one who invites them, it's going to host them, is doing a mitzvah. Kamosha Omer Chazal, the Gedele Hachmaz Ochem, Yose, the Hakwalas Pnei Yashchina. As we see, Chazal say that hosting is greater than receiving the Shchina. We learn from Abavinu and the Malachim. Sifkot and Tes, Avokash Zimain. We said, however, if you just invited your friend over, who himself has a home, has what to eat, then you're not doing a mitzvah, it's just a social gathering. But if he's inviting him to honor the guest, that then he would fit into this din that you're allowed to clear out boxes in the storeroom to make space for him. And if the meal itself is intrinsically a Suddhis Mitzvah, let's say it's a bris or whatever, Sherev Ochos, the Vada Pshita, the Shoah Lefanais Lefi Cheshbein Kulam, then according to whichever Rishonim you follow, however the Cheshbein you make, it's definitely permitted. Whatever the exact case is here, when it's permitted, you'd be permitted for the sake of a Mitzvah. This is called a Mitzvah because it's a Suddhis Mitzvah. Sif Beis does not have any Mishnah Berurah. Sif Beis in the Shulchan Aruch, Kushim Mefaneh, Elu Alba or Chamesh Kupois, when you do take out the four or five boxes, don't split the large boxes into smaller boxes, like empty the items out and put into smaller boxes, which will involve going back and forth more in order to make the load lighter. Because although it's true that each time you go, you're carrying less, but the walking itself, you're doing excessive walking, that's not the correct way to behave either. So again, the Shulchan Aruch saying that we have a choice of carrying a heavier one and going less times backwards and forwards, or carrying lighter ones and going more times. It's better to carry heavy ones and go less with less walking. So keep them in the five boxes and carry it that way rather than split it up, even though it's true that you'll be carrying lighter loads, but the excessive walking is what bothers us. Sif Gimel in the Shulchan Aruch. Elu Alba or Chamesh Kupois, Shemefane, Hanila Uech Echad. When we say you can clear out four or five boxes, that's for one guest. But if you have a lot of guests came, Mefane Kishiaze, Lechol Uech Uech, each. For each guest, you'll have to take four or five boxes. As long as you don't have one person doing the whole thing, the ikka tuchi say, because then that's excessive toil. Either each guest should take out his own boxes, or someone else should do it, should help this host to clear out the boxes. But you shouldn't have one person, the host, taking all the boxes out for all of the guests. The Ramah, here, chaviyo shel yain shehuvu al agala. Also, I read the mishavas. If barrels of wine were bought on a wagon, you're not allowed to take them down on Shabbos. Imloy lechveda ochim alichoy lesoch mitzvah to have a kumefana oitzah. Unless you're doing it to honor guests or for the sake of a mitzvah, in which case it's like the case of clearing out the storeroom, which we said that in certain cases is permitted. Certain amounts are permitted. So it's cotton yud in the Mishnah Berurah. Shehuvu. Wine that was bought in a wagon in barrels. I feel a bit of Shabbos, even though it was bought before Shabbos. Because if it came on Shabbos, then we have to be worried it came outside the trum, and we would not be allowed to clear out to move out the wine from the wagon. As we learned earlier, even if he specifically intended to drink them on Shabbos, he's not allowed to take down the barrels from the wagon. On Shabbos, Mishim of the Chol, or Turchi Seir, either it's considered weekday activity or it's unnecessary toil. Rather, you should just draw the wine from the barrel while the barrel is still on the wagon. This is no choice. Many need to drink. And then it would be permitted to take off what you need. Because to honor Shabbos, which is like over here, that's also considered to be for the sake of a mitzvah. And finally, Sifkotan Yud Aleph, Lechvoid Orchim, for the honor, to honor guests, we said, you're allowed to take off the barrels of wine from the wagon. If they're more than 15 sar barrels, then you should not take them off. Because you've got Sif Aleph in your notes, as we saw earlier. And meaning, we saw that. This one such a large amount, you're not allowed to do it. Tesfel Soin, what is that? Hu im hachovis ama al ama barum ama, the Gimel's voice. If, how do you know what 15 saw? Well, if the barrel is 1 by 1 ama square with a height of 1 ama and 3 finger breadths, that will be a volume of 15 saw. Vimu mokim peseda, if it's a situation of financial loss, if you wouldn't take off the barrels, in Mutter Bazer Amir Elayin Yehudi, could you tell a goy where he's going to lose all his wine if he doesn't take off the wine from the wine barrels from the wagon, whether it's permitted to tell a goy to take off the barrels from the wagon? I am Simon Shin Zayin Sif Hei of Simon Shin Lamadala, discussed in two places. Ve'im Ein Yehudi Matzmoi Polkam B'Shavas Ein Sarfel and Poiski Yehudi, if the goy voluntarily comes and takes off the wine from the wagon you didn't tell him to, then you don't need to protest him. Adkan, wishing everyone a good Yom Tov.